The greatest power that mankind could ever achieve is the power of unconditional love. This is when people love with no limitations, conditions, or boundaries. If you have a partner, think of why you love them. If you don't have anything you are committed to, think of the reasons why you love your family. Some might consider loving their girlfriend, maybe because of her smile, of her humor, or because she's a motivated person in life. If you thought of any similar reasons, listen to the following. What if your partner stopped smiling for a second, or a day, or even a moment? Would you still love her? What if your partner stopped being motivated for a moment, for a day, and they're feeling down? Would you still love them? We humans tend to create reasons why we love another person, and by that we make this love conditional to those specific traits or actions. But if they don't do them, then we stop loving them, which of course isn't true. Love cannot be limited to conditions or reasons, because then it means we love the person only if they are exuding those traits constantly. Experiencing love within yourself, so much it is an outpour of an abundance of love that we gift out our lover unconditionally, is the exact definition of unconditional love. A love free of reasons related to the other person. An inner feeling we can sense happening within us, and we gift it pure and clear, free of boundaries or conditions, to our partner. We are all connected to this pure unconditional love, which is God, the universe, and the only thing that gets in the way is our own thinking, which separates us from unconditional love. What is unconditional creation? Well, think of the following. Why do we make money? We work to make money in order to spend it later on, which means we create for a condition. On the opposite side of this demonstration, unconditional creation is when something is created purely, without setting any conditions on it. And by nature, creation for humans has happened to be conditional. We create something because we want something else out of it. And by that, we do not enjoy the process of creating, as this creation becomes a way to an end, and never the end itself. This explains why we're constantly chasing, hustling, and grinding, but we're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Even after reaching a goal, we barely enjoy the achievement for a few moments, and then we move on to achieve and chase another goal, as we never really got what we were looking for. What humans seek are feelings. We want money for a sense of security and peace. We want to spend time with family because it creates love and joy in us. We do what we love because it creates a sense of fulfillment inside. All of these are ultimately feelings and not objects, but we keep chasing objects and things, thinking that they will generate these feelings inside us. This idea is inherently flawed because our feelings can only ever be generated from within us and not because of our external objects that we seek. External things prompt us to create the feelings. They can do that, yes, but ultimately, is it us or them who produce those feelings from within ourselves? What's paradoxical is that when we create something without conditions or reasons, we immediately feel all the positive feelings and emotions we are seeking. Unconditional creation is creating something solely for what it is, not to create something else from it. Not for fame, love, or anything else. We create it simply because we want to create, moved and stimulated by abundance. And when we are capable of reaching this state of mind, we create, we feel whole, and we receive from ourselves all the emotions we are seeking. This state of living with the flow and doing something only because we want to do it It's the secret to calming our thinking and stepping into the realm of living our life unconditionally.